KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have light rain here in Atlantic. It's 59 degrees. We picked up 1/100th of an inch of precipitation over the past hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and even a few thunderstorms today, a high around 73. Currently, radar does show light rain over the Atlantic area. There's some more moderate showers up around Harlan, Avoca, down toward Oakland, and just west of Griswold. The heaviest showers are down in the southwest corner of the state in western third of Fremont County. In the news, police in Red Oak Friday night arrested a man for public intoxication. 57-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. in the 1500 block of Broadway Street. Christensen was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers is asking the public to be on the lookout for two male Native American students who absconded from the Clarinda Academy early Friday afternoon. One of the students is 16 years old, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, 125 pounds, with short black hair. The other is 13 years old, about 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, and has medium-length black hair. A description of their clothing was not available. One of the students is from Rapid City, South Dakota, the other from Minneapolis. Authorities were searching a cornfield yesterday afternoon northeast of the academy, but to date, no word has been received as to whether they've been found or not. So if you see the two teens matching the description I gave, contact local law enforcement and do not approach them. For those unaware, the Clarinda Academy is a residential foster care facility that provides residential treatment to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that charges have been filed and an arrest was made in connection with a significant vandalism that occurred at the Clarinda High School back on July 30th of last year. 19-year-old Jaden Anthony Morris of Clarinda is charged with felony criminal mischief in the first degree, felony burglary, and a serious misdemeanor trespass. Morris was being held in the Page County Jail on a $16,000 bond. The school sustained somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 damage as a result of that incident last year. A woman who told authorities she looked down to adjust her radio ended up crashing her car into a guardrail in Union County Friday afternoon. The sheriff's office reports 22-year-old Brenna Lynn Baker of Creston suffered possible injuries during the crash that happened at around 1:15 p.m. on eastbound Highway 25. Baker was driving a 2002 Pontiac Grand Prix when the car went out of control. She overcorrected, sending the vehicle into a wire guardrail near Summit Lake. The woman was transported by ambulance to the Creston Hospital for treatment of unknown possible injuries. Authorities say she was wearing her seatbelt. Damage to the car was estimated at $5,000, or a total loss. There were no citations issued. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday reported two recent arrests. This past Monday, 18-year-old Kyle David Confier of Harlan was arrested following an investigation into a complaint of harassment. Confier was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with harassment in the second degree. Last Sunday, 28-year-old Brittany Dawn Finken of Harlan was arrested in the 1000 block of 7th Street after a call for service regarding damaged property. Finken was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with criminal mischief in the third degree. And 58-year-old Cynthia Lee Carpenter of Harlan was cited last Monday for two counts of harassment following an investigation. Officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Friday that 53-year-old David James Lister, who's formerly of Redfield, had been sentenced Thursday by a U.S. District Court judge to 17 and a half years in prison, or 210 months, for charges related to the possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute and the unlawful possession of firearms. In August of 2016, law enforcement made two undercover purchases of methamphetamine from Lister at his apartment in Redfield. A search warrant was executed at the residence on August 23rd of 2016, where about 1.5 pounds of meth was discovered in Lister's safe. Also seized from the safe was over $2,000 in currency, which Lister admitted came from the sale of meth. He consented to a search of a nearby storage facility, which resulted in the seizure of numerous firearms. Lister acknowledged being a multi-pound methamphetamine dealer, indicating that he would typically purchase 2 pounds of meth for $20,000 from his supplier every 2 weeks, and then distribute the drugs to 12 to 15 customers in the Redfield area. He also said that the firearms in the storage unit were received in trade for methamphetamine. The case was investigated by the Des Moines Police Department and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In other news, activities at the Cass County Fair continue this weekend here in Atlantic. On today's schedule at 8 o'clock is the Sheep Show and the Outdoor Show Ring, and the 4-H exhibits will be open at the Community Center. And then at 10, it's the Pet Show, also at the Community Center. At noon, working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking will take place at the Community Center. There's also a lot of great food at the food fair stand, where the noon special today is lamb or ham balls. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's the Meat and Dairy Goat Show. That'll be in the outdoor show ring. At 3, the Livestock Judging Contest, also in the indoor show ring. At 4 o'clock, Youth Water Fights. That'll take place just west of the grandstand. And the big attraction for tonight at 6 o'clock is the tractor pull, and that'll be at the tractor pull track, appropriately enough. Don't forget to look for a chainsaw artist with the art carvings to be sold after the Parade of Champions on Monday evening. And wristbands will be on sale this afternoon. And as we mentioned, there's also a lot of great food. Well, speaking of the Cass County Fair, Rita Hart, state senator and Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor under Iowa gubernatorial candidate Fred Hubble, will visit the Cass County Fair today and share the Hubble Hart vision to get Iowa growing by putting people first. According to the campaign, Hart will be at the Cass County Democratic Party Fair booth in the commercial building at around noon. Afterward, she travels to Des Moines for the Italian Fest and Cedar Rapids for the Asian Fest. And she's expected to discuss with fairgoers what her campaign says are cuts in the current administration's funding for services that Iowans depend on, and Governor Reynolds is prioritizing wasteful corporate giveaways. The Hubble Hart campaign says they will restore fiscal responsibility to the budget and prioritize investments in health care and education. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Marianne Martins, age 89, of Walnut, died Monday in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marianne Martins will be today at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dr. William Bill Dowd, age 91, of Long Beach, California, a native of Stewart, died January 12th in California following a brief illness. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be today at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. A luncheon at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart will follow those services. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Valda Kennedy, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Valda Kennedy will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Tallman, age 86, of Reno, Nevada, died July the 6th near Templeton. Memorial services for Donald Tallman will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Bernard Wilberding, age 85, of Erling, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Bernard Wilberding will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Havel, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Mary Havel will be today at 2 o'clock in the Menlo Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. Delilah D. Ann Bryles, age 72, of Atlantic, died July 19th at the Griswold Care Center. Friends and family are invited to gather and celebrate the life of D. Bryles this afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Virgil Ivo Kopphold, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. A funeral mass for Virgil Kopphold will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.